It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could affect job protections for Colorado's 30,000 state workers. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The case started when the Department of Corrections fired a prison guard for off-duty marijuana use. The state's personnel board reviewed the case, decided the guard should not have been fired, and ordered him reinstated. The DOC argues the board overstepped its authority and is required to defer to the department's disciplinary decisions in most cases. That position is backed up by 18 other state agencies and public universities. On the other side, the state employees union supports the personnel board's claim to independent authority. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
41 communities across Colorado will share more than $2 million as part of a state effort to promote social distancing and economic activity during the pandemic. Here's KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
Some recipients, including Lakewood, Alamosa, and Grand Junction, received the maximum of $50,000. Projects range from supporting outdoor dining, installing sidewalks, and developing other streetscape plans. The funds come from the Colorado Department of Transportation's Revitalizing Main Streets program, part of a state program to support local economies. Grants are open to cities, towns, and public education institutions so long as they provide a 10% match. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Denver Public Schools plans to bring elementary school students back to class starting next week, despite rising numbers of COVID-19 cases in the district. Superintendent Susanna Cordova says health officials say college students in Denver are the reason for the spike in positive cases.
They've indicated to us that at this time, they are not concerned that this increase is an indication of widespread community spread.
She says health officials encourage the district to continue monitoring and allowing younger students to return slowly. Middle and high school parents have until the end of today to sign up for either in-person or virtual learning. Delivery companies will staff up for the holidays in the metro area in anticipation of a busy season. The Denver Post reports that UPS plans to hire 2,400 seasonal workers, and FedEx will look to fill nearly 1,000 part-time jobs around Denver. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.